More and more couples are being forced to move in with other family members to cut costs, but how is it affecting their sex life? A new study suggests that couples who live with the moldering corpse of their mother are having up to 20% less sex. Hear how residing along the putrefying remains of a maternal figure can result in a noticeable downturn in your desire to get it on with your partner. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. If you haven't already figured it out, today's show will be sexual in nature, so if you're listening with young children, this episode will be a great opportunity for some eye-opening education. Back in a moment. Northwestern University has released a new study this week that sheds some light on the romantic practices of a growing segment of Americans who find themselves moving back home to live with the rotting flesh and bones of their mother's corpse. For more, I'm joined by OPR senior sexual wellness correspondent Martha Saunders.
Hi, Leslie.
Martha, can you break this study down for us?
This study monitored 100 couples who had to move back in with the remains of one of the partner's beloved mothers. And the study found that within the first month of sharing living quarters with the thousands of flies and maggots surrounding the body of the woman who raised them, the frequency of sexual encounters dropped to nearly zero.
Wow. Did the study get into why the lovemaking dried up so quickly?
Well, for example, it's hard to engage in foreplay while you have to take the time to care for your mother's gnarled fingernails and tattered, viscera-stained shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And other couples found it nearly impossible to have sex on a regular, healthy basis while a parent constantly stared straight at you through her dead eye sockets and gaping skeletal mouth.
Plus, you always have to make sure mother has her hair cleaned and brushed every night before bed so she doesn't fuss over tangled knots in the morning and ruin breakfast because of it.
Right. The pressure to keep the rotting shell of your mother happy often ended up occupying most of the couple's time and left them no energy for romance. Here's a participant from the study, Terry, who lives with his wife, Andrea, and the deteriorating carcass of his mother, Jacqueline.
I'll admit that we've had our share of struggles. Just last week, I tried to put together a romantic spaghetti dinner for Andrea, but I forgot that mother hates Italian food, because slurping is not for civilized boys and girls. So I ended up having to throw the whole thing away so I wouldn't get punished.
What about you, Andrea? What are some of the issues you faced?
Nights are hard for me, because Terry has to bring her a birthday cake and presents every night to make her feel special. So she doesn't believe that Terry wishes the other mothers in the neighborhood were his. Those 30 minutes Terry spends feeding Jacqueline cake through the part of her mouth where her jaw fell off should be time for us to reconnect and be physical.
And Jacqueline, what's your take on all this?
When you're living in such close quarters all the time, it's easy for things to get heated. It's hard to find the time. Shut up, mother! No, they're not talking to you. This is about us! It is not. No, it's not. I swear to God, I'll lock you in the woodshed if you don't stop. Oh, you don't think I have the balls, huh? You just watch me. This is why Dad left. You drove him out, you frigid bitch!
I imagine the smells are also a real boner kill.
Oh, yes. In fact, the study found that 80% of couples pointed to the smell of warm flesh decomposing over a long period of time as the primary factor for not wanting to have sex.
We did have the rare couple or two who found themselves tripling the amount of sex they had every week after moving their dead mother's body into their room and making her watch. One couple even got the mother's skull and spine in on the action, and ever since have found that their new sex lives have flourished with the participation of the remaining skeletal parts of the mother.
Well, that's the kind of support any parent would want to provide. Thanks for the report, Martha.
You bet.
That's OPR's Martha Saunders. Back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
I've only got a few minutes before I have to get back to running my sham drive-through coronavirus test station over at the local Walmart parking lot, so here's a quick look at what else you need to know today. New updates in presidential hopeful Joe Biden's search for a running mate. The presumptive Democratic nominee is reportedly looking into the possibility of having a rotating VP spot between all 165 million American women. The Biden campaign is said to have already begun a thorough vetting process of all women in the country over the age of 35 and hopes to have a decision on the order in which they would serve soon. And a new report out today has confirmed that carrying around a boombox on your shoulder is, in fact, the coolest thing most Americans can imagine. Despite decades of technological advancements and global innovation, over 99% of those surveyed still reported that the primary image that came to mind when asked to imagine the coolest thing possible was someone in a leather jacket hoisting a double-tape cassette boombox on their shoulder and cranking that bad boy to 11. Can't argue with that. And finally, if you're looking to head out to the bar this weekend, you may want to make other plans, as many states across the country are beginning to reclose drinking establishments amid increased cases of COVID-19. There are some exemptions, however. California, for instance, will be granting a number of bar closure exemptions to all shithole dives that just have three old guys sitting in there who will probably be dead soon anyway. I guess I know where I'm drinking this weekend. And that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because my jaw's starting to lock up, so be sure to visit theonion.com for more on all the day's top stories. We'll see you next week.